95.7 The Hog, Morning Hog Brew Review. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. Josh Messer-Pratt is right over there, and he has brought us great flavors for this Friday. He's still a little bit rattled because just minutes ago, Josh learned that Steve orders his fries from McDonald's saltless.
And then eats them saltless.
Yeah, and then eats them saltless. Exactly. It's like a... It seems like a waste of an opportunity.
But I dip them in barbecue sauce.
Oh. So it's not even for dietary reasons. He doesn't have a goiter. He's not a sodium. He's not anti-sodium. I just want to put that out there for you sodium enthusiasts. Don't send your letters to Steve. Please don't go to Steve's house and paint middle fingers on his walls. Don't do that.
Yeah, just paint salt shakers.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Now, these cans I've never seen before.
Me neither.
You're correct.
I hope they're not full of salt, but maybe it'd be great if they were. But what do you got?
Quite the opposite, actually.
Good.
So I have Spindrift Spiked. Spindrift is a non-alcoholic seltzer that's a pretty large company out there.
Okay.
You can find them all over the place, Publix, Total Wine.
Really?
Stuff like that.
Okay.
Or regular grocery stores, sorry. My mind is so ingrained in liquor stores.
The salt threw you off. Yeah.
So regular grocery stores, non-alcoholic product. And they've finally decided to come out with their alcoholic seltzer version of their beverage.
Okay.
So we have a variety pack today. It's a 12-pack. It's called the Staycation.
I'm all about that. I don't want to handle that. I don't have a passport.
So what's crazy about this is they're not 100 calories. They have a range. So they're from 82 to 95 calories. So none of them are top
bad.
95.
Wow.
Not bad.
They're 4% alcohol. So still doing their job, you know. So let's start off with a classic.
Oh.
This is going to be.
I love classics.
Lime.
Very underrated fruit.
I like it because it's green.
Right? Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Mm. That's my favorite thing about limes.
Ooh.
That's your favorite thing about limes?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Well, I mean the flavor too, but just in the appearance category.
It's kind of cool on the can if you look.
Whoa. It's got a snout on it.
This one has alcohol.
Mm. Oh, it says that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So that's how you can tell the difference than the other Spindrifts.
Also, okay. It's a slim can, whereas the other ones are not.
Oh, that's really good.
I love all of that lime flavor.
So what is in this?
Sparkling water and lime. Mm. Real squeezed lime.
Wow.
It says, yep, that's it. Quite literally, again, on the can.
And a 4% alcohol.
4% alcohol.
Okay. Mm. All right. I mean, alcohol, I can see.
I like it.
You can knock this out. This could be one of those long golf course days.
Oh,
Long pool days.
I don't know. All golf course days is long.
Long painting a house days.
I don't know. I've only been on one.
Cutting the grass days. Reaping wheat.
So this is one of those
what?
Ones.
You know.
Reaping wheat?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Don't make me explain.
Who does that?
Don't make me explain.
Wheat reapers?
So what does the can say?
84 calories.
Oh.
Okay. Zero sugar.
Okay. Oh. Well, then I'll have more.
Oh.
I'm going to have more then.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh.
How about it? So next
count
up.
Count that in.
Another favorite.
Okay.
Pineapple.
Pineapple. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I sure do love the pineapple flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll go to a store and I'll just look at the pineapples and go, God, you guys look good. You really look good. I'm proud of you.
You don't even buy one. You just
I just enjoy them.
Sniff, now here comes the weird pineapple guy again.
Sniff them. He's gonna sniff them again.
Ooh, that's a pineapple nose for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Very familiar.
Hold up. That's like a pineapple deluxe.
Yeah. Mm. Again, it says real squeezed pineapple and spiked sparkling water.
Right.
Yep. Mm. That's okay. It.
All right.
A little bit of sugar in this one, but it's still low calorie, 95 calories.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah, that's got a whole different pineapple presentation, which is making me happy because I feel like this saves you the trouble of going to buy one, peeling it, cutting it up, putting it in a container, popping it in your mouth. It's too much. You just drink it right here.
So wait a minute. You peel a pineapple?
I was going to. All right.
I don't know about you, Riggs.
You just bite right into the exterior of a pineapple?
I don't know if peel is the right word.
Well, yes.
I would say you're correct.
Peeling, yeah.
Well, what do you call it?
De-jacket. Is that better?
You would de-sleeve it?
Unsheath?
De-sleeve my pineapple. I feel like that puts you in jail.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Burrow into it. All right.
Oh, man.
I don't want to make it weird. All right. What's next?
Too late. Already done.
Yep. Too late. You're right. Way too late. Whoa. That was yellow.
So this is... Mango.
Whoa, look at that mango again, color right there.
Like sparkling water, real mango.
Look at that.
That's it. 4%. 92 calories.
Strong nose.
This is a strong lineup, man.
It is.
Okay. Hey, what's up, mango? Yeah, I'm feeling that now. Yeah.
How you doing?
That's real deal right there.
Wow. You know,
so we do a lot of fruit flavor things. It's just where the market is out nowadays. This has to be the truest fruit flavor thing I think I've ever had.
I think you're right.
I totally agree.
Like, I don't taste anything else in there other than freshly pressed mango or lime.
Yeah. Totes.
That's wild. Goats.
It feels like if you're eating chunks of mango out of a container or a bowl, this would be what it would taste like, except 4%.
So I think usually they're getting essence of these fruits, however they go about doing that. This one literally says mango puree. So that, like I said, this is the truest flavor I think I've ever had.
Pop it in the blender, throw it into your mouth. Spindrift, you're doing it right. Good job.
Spin it in a blender?
Right. Spin it in the blender. If we got a blender? No, we don't have one. Probably cost us probably extra money. All right. Well, you only have one left unopened can?
We're going off the reservation a little bit.
All right,
cool. So we just did these fruits and stuff. This one is brewed black tea. Half and half. Brewed black tea with lemon.
Oh, wow.
I am an Arnold Palmer kind of guy.
Yeah.
The drink.
Yeah.
I am, too.
I love
not a huge sweet tea fan, lemonade. But for some reason, an Arnold Palmer
gets a couple.
So only 82 calories in this one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm.
You want to hear the ingredient list on this one?
Oh, wow.
Let's do it.
That is tea popping.
Yeah. Carbonated water, alcohol from fermented cane sugar, lemon juice, and brewed black tea.
That's it.
Wow.
It seems very organic and tasty. And slim cans.
Mm. That's delicious.
Right?
Yeah.
Makes your hand look huge. Mm,
that's right.
Look at that. Look at Josh's hand.
Don't look. We'll
put that in. All right. Now these, I guess, different from the other Spindrifts.
Right. Where those are just non-alcoholic seltzers out in the market. Like I said, large company out there putting their hands in the alcoholic space and, in my opinion, killing it. Really delicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
I share that opinion. Where we can find these everywhere, I would assume, right?
Yeah. It's slowly getting the market. We just hit our docks not too long ago. Okay. So the easiest way to find these are going to be to check out our website.
Oh, he's talking about srprot.com/beerfinder.
There you go.
He's not lying.
Srprot's. Two R's, two T's. Get it right. Please look it up. Do your research.
Yeah, not SR Perot.
Yeah,
you get that a lot.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the French distribution.
Yeah, they're not French.
Well, this has been a great flavor palette today. The topo, the spins.
I'm happy.
Yeah, I don't have the spins yet, but let's after we finish those, look out, Josh SR Perot. We thank you.
Cheers.